This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is happening tomorrow morning. City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation, the first Easter egg drop. Tracy David from Roseburg Parks, good morning.
Good morning.
And you did not bring the Easter bunny.
No, I didn't.
But he'll be there tomorrow, I understand.
Yes, absolutely.
So talk about what's happening, where, and what people need to know.
Yeah, so we are so excited to bring this event to the community. It's the first of its kind here. We're working with the Roseburg Fire Department, who've been amazing. We're doing the Easter egg drop. So this is a free event in the community for kids 12 and under. We're going to be at the Stewart Park softball field between the YMCA and Bill Gray Stadium, which is currently known as One Champion Car Wash Field, also known as Legion Field. And we're going to be out there Saturday morning, 9 a.m. We're going to be dropping 4,000 empty Easter eggs from the top of their ladder truck. And well, as you mentioned, we'll have the Easter Bunny out there for photos with the kids, and he's going to be using the 1934 antique fire engine. So it's a little different than an Easter egg hunt. Instead of kids racing out to collect as many eggs as possible, kids will run out, collect one of each color egg, and then exchange those for candy and prizes. And we have a long list of people who have provided amazing prizes and candy for the kids. We have Abby's Legendary Pizza, the Boys and Girls Club of the Umpqua Valley, Cascade Community Credit Union, CHI Mercy Health, Dairy Queen, Fred Meyer, McDonald's, Papa Murphy's Pizza, Roseburg Grocery Outlet, the Roseburg Fire Department, Roseburg Parks and Rec, Roseburg Public Library, Safeway, Sherm's Thunderbird Market, 10 Down Bowling and Entertainment, Umpqua Health Alliance, Umpqua Valley Fire Services, and the YMCA of Douglas County. So we're super grateful that they were able to help make this event fun.
So then they'll all be at different booths that'll be kind of nearby, right?
Yeah, so some of them, six of these organizations will be out there to collect those eggs. You know, one of them will be running a purple booth, and so the purple egg will go to the purple booth, and you'll get their prize. And then some of these companies and organizations have just donated candy to be used to hand out to kids there.
Cool. So it should be a fun time out there. You've got weather that works well for this.
Yes, very, very thankful that there's no rain in the forecast.
So the 1934 antique fire engine, that sounds, I think I've seen it before. I know I've seen pictures. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, they pull it out for events like I think they use Santa in it over the holidays. It's such an amazing looking vehicle. It's a lot smaller than our, you know, fire trucks are today. It's kind of surprising when you see it up close.
Yeah, well, fires were smaller then.
I'm sure.
No, but the infrastructure just wasn't there for the kinds of vehicles you've got now. So let's see. People just basically need to get there, make sure they're there early, though.
Yeah, so we want to get started right at 9. So if you want to be there to watch the eggs drop from the truck, you know, you have to be there at 9 to see that happen. So plan ahead. You know, you can park anywhere in the park and walk on the trails over there. Yeah, we're looking for it to be a fun event, and we have limited quantity of prizes for kids, so I believe the first 400 kids will have the opportunity to participate.
So a lot of different groups that have been involved with this. Now, the fire truck is going to catapult these eggs in, kind of?
No, they will just raise their ladder up about 70 to 80 feet in the air. The eggs will be there attached to that basket, and then they will drop them straight down onto the field. And at that point, the kids will be allowed to head on in and just pick up those six eggs that they need, and then have fun walking around and visiting with the booths.
Wow. Sounds like it will be a fun event. A lot of good activity tomorrow for kids. And you don't have to register, you just show up.
Correct. Yes. The first year we're doing it. We're really excited. We're going to look at growing this event into the in the future and doing it every year, hopefully.
All right. Other things coming up with Roseburg Parks you want to let people know about?
Well, sure. Today is the last day to submit a photo for the Arbor Day Photo Contest. So if anyone out there has a particular, knack for taking photos and you are inspired by trees, this would be a great opportunity for you to submit some photos to us. You can find that form on our website. We also have a link to it on our Facebook page. Yeah.
And Arbor Day is next week, right?
Yeah, so the 25th is Arbor Day, a week from today, and we will be announcing the winners on that day.
All right, that's at Roseburg Parks and Recreation, again, 9 a.m. tomorrow at the softball field there, right by the stadium on Stewart Parkway. Tracy David from Roseburg Parks, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.